Shavua Tov, we're holding on the Ayin Dalet on the days at the bottom. And I think although we did the Halakha Mishnah on Shabbos Kadesh, we will repeat the Mishnah. Actually, I was only going to repeat it so that we could wait until Richie made it. We shall repeat the Mishnah. And I guess this is for making up for coming in late. The liquor.
People should mix the taste.
Chocolate. Fine. So the Mishnah again, if you recall, and I endowed on the base, mentioned the following halachas. All menachos made in a kli. Now we'll see what that's coming to say, what it means when they're made in a kli as opposed to menachos that are not made in a kli. Require three different matanos of shemen. We've spoken about this before. There's a yitzika. Yitzika actually is what's done at the end. We're going in reverse order over here. So yitzika is a pouring, it's basically a ritual pouring of oil onto something that's already made. The lila is where you mix oil into a dough. And matan shemen bekli, before you put the solus into the kli, or you put it on the side of the kli and the shemen on the other side, depending. All of those, in inverse order, of course, that's matan shemen bekli, kodem lasiyatan. So in other words, the correct order would be, you put shemen in the kli, solus onto the shemen, pour oil on top of that, which is the lila as you're mixing it. When it's completed, you do yitzika. To put some into the kli sharis, you pour it over what it is your product is. Now, if you have a mincha that is made of chalais, then you do the belila, according to Rebbe, when they're already chalais. In other words, you do not do the belila on the seles, you do the belila on the chalais itself. So chachamim omrim, seles, no, the belila is done seles, then you bake it, and then you get the challah, and then if it's a bar keshes, or a machabat, so then you do the yitzika. We'll see what the din is of agave, the specific din and differences between masdei tanur and between bar keshes and machabas. As a matter of fact, with Barnea, maybe I can be matriach you, since you already learned the Mishnah, to bring in the current Tanakh for everyone. It's right over here, as you know. Now the difference between chalais, now we're talking, we switch to chalais in Ma'afei Tanur. As we shall see, the first part of the Mishnah was not talking about Ma'afei Tanur. So the chalais of a mincha Ma'afei Tanur require belila, but do not have yitzika, as we'll see later on. The rekikin do not have yitzika either, but they have meshicha instead of yitzika. And meshicha either means, as we'll see in the Gemara, either means to use a chi, a Greek chi, or it means to spread the oil over the top of the mincha. So rekikin meshicha. Ketzad moshan kimin chi. You use the letter chi as the Meshicha, the Ashar Ne'echalim the Kohanim. Now, if you take a look, please, in Vayikra, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, where we talk about the Dinim of Mincha, we'll see some very interesting points that require a bit of concentration. And here it says like this. What they call Perek Beis. The beginning of Perek Beis. The nefesh ki takrib korban mincha l'Hashem solet ye korban. Now we already looked at that in, we analyzed the psukim before, in the earlier Mishnayos. when we were dealing with the din of Neseres Menamim, Chalarim, Avonav, Kiddush, Kadashim, Mishay Hashem, we made the various dukim and learned out Rove of the Dinim from Mincha Seles, together with Zeis Teres and Mincha Insav. But what's interesting today is the next piece. In Posik Dalet, V'chi Takrif Korban Mincha Ma'afei Tanur, Solet Chalot Matzot Blulot Pashemen. Now it's not clear whether the solet is blulot b'shemen or the solet is the basis of the chalot, which then are blulot b'shemen, and that's the machlokes in our mishnah over here between Rebbe and Chachamim. Urikikei matzot mishulchin b'shemen. Now the question is they're mutually exclusive. In other words, the rikikin do not have belila; they only have mishicha, and the chalos only have belila and do not have neither Mashiach nor that which is a similar part of Mashiach, nothing ritualistic. In other words, there's no Yitzika either. Okay? We don't see any reference to Yitzika when it comes to the Rikikin either. We only see a reference to Mashiach. Yitzika would be to pour out, Mashiach would be to spread over with your finger. The next pasuk, V'yim mincha ha-machavat korbanecha. And note how this ties into the Pasuk Zion afterwards in the same structure. Ve'im minchat marcheshet korbanecha. Okay, so those that did not appear by minchas ma'afei tanur. That idea of im mincha korbanecha appears with minchas ma'achavas and minchas marcheshet. We'll see that significant in today's sugya. So going back to Pasuk A, im mincha ma'achavat korbanecha solet belulav Hashem en matzati yeh. So here it says belila, ptot otapitim. That's petita, which means to break it up into pieces. Veyatzakta alei hashemen, and that is yitzika. The next one is veim minchat marcheshet korbanecha solet bashemen teyatzen. Now notice the difference. In the previous one it says solet belula bashemen. So solet belula bashemen sounds like I take solet, put it into a container, pour shemen on top of it, and unbowl it. But by minchas marcheshes it says, solet ba-shemen te'aseh, which implies that you put the solet into the shemen, and not that you boil the solet with shemen on top of the solet. Okay, now this turns out to be the marker of the chiyuv to have nesina shemen bikli prior to the insertion of the solet into the shemen. Okay. So now, having seen this sukkim, let's take a look at the Gemara. Ask the Gemara when the Mishnah said, "Kolam menachot ha-na'asot b'kli," as opposed to what? Which menachos are not na'asot b'kli? L'mu'utei ma'i. Omer papa, l'mu'utei minchat ma'afei. Tosus points out that it must be that Rav Papa holds that the Talmud did not have a din of a kli sharis. Because otherwise, why would it say that this is excluded by the word kli? It's a strange way to make the mission. So in other words, in order to establish that we're not talking about minchas ma'afei tanur, which doesn't have a din of a kli, the other minchas were all, they were made in the bisa itself, like the minchas seves, or they were cooked in the machalat, or in the markeshet. But the minchas ma'afei did not require a b'klal bisa. And what is it coming to tell me when it says l'mu'ute? It's telling us that even though in the Mishnah it says you have three matanin shemen, nesina shemen bekli, belila, and yitzika, that's not true of a minchas ma'afe. There is no yitzika on any form of the minchas ma'afe, not on the chalos and not on the rikikin. Although, of course, there is something unique about the minchas ma'afe rikikin, that they have mishicha, even though they don't have yitzika. Okay? So let's try to keep repeating this just to try to get this. Okay, you know, because ultimately it sort of soaks in. Before. It isn't really in the
midst.
Tana Rabbani, v'im minchat marcheshet korbanecha. This is the second pasuk, right? The last of the im minchat marcheshet was the one that we were medayik at the end. So let bashem and teaseh, and that's the important word. You put the solet into the shemen, not the shemen into the solet. So from there we learn on. Now what? Malamik shtu'una matan shemen b'kli. You see from there that you need the shemen to put into the kli before you put in the solid. Now notice that both the machavat and the marcheshet mention the same format. Ve'im pepepet korbanecha. Ve'im pepepet korbanecha. Okay? That korbanecha is a gzera shavah, which tells us that in the same way that a marcheshet has matan shemen b'kli first, so too does a minchas machavat has matan shemen b'kli first. And malahalam, just like by the minchas machavat, there it does say bolu b'shemen, and there it does say b'yatzakta alei shemen. So that means there's also different yatziko b'lila, avkan yatziko b'lila. From here we learn the halacha that there are three separate nesinos of shemen: matan b'kli first, b'lila next, yatzika afterwards. Not when it comes to minchas matbei tanur. There the challah is missing yitzika, and the rikikin are missing balila, but they have meshiva.
Yitzika is pouring the oil.
On it's just pouring the oil ritualistically over it. Yeah.
After it's been mixed. Also.
After it's been cooked, baked, whatever the case is, fried in other words. Minchas machabat. No, solas also. And the solas also, it's just made like that, like we make, pasta.
It's the dough.
Yeah. Now, the next piece, we have Tanarab on it. Seles belula melamich nivela service. This was the first part. It was minchas ma'afei tanur. Solas chalais matzais belulais is the lesson of the pasuk. So Rebbe says, no, chalais it says. Chalais by olan shemar, chalais belulais. So that means we have a machloki says how to read it. Solas belulais b'shemen or solas chalais matzais belulais b'shemen. Do we first bake them? Rebbe says, yeah, make them into chalais first. Omrulos v'chachonim said to Rebbe, that's ridiculous. Alo lach meitoda neimar ben chalais. You have the same language by the Lach Meitoda. You have 40 chalais. Are you trying to tell me that your Bailal, 40 chalais, Ian Shalabalam Shem chalais, there's no possible way to do that. The only way you could do it was if you did it was when it was Seles. Therefore, well, the Gemara is going to say what was so impossible. Ketzad oseh, noten shemen bakli, kodem latiyatam, the correct way then. You put shemen in the kli before you make them. Then you put in the solet, menotna. Then noten shemen aleu dolala. Then lasha, viopa, upotita. Then you cook it, you break it up into pieces, noten aleu shemen, and then you have the yetzika, and then you do the kmitza.
Where is the mention of the cooking of these avodot?
Where is what?
Where is it mentioned about cooking
Here in this brisa?
No,
it's written
Rosha. Ofa.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but the ofa means in all types. It doesn't mean minchas ma'afen here. Rebbe Omer kalod bololan, shenemar kalod bululot b'shemen, ketar oseh. So what then is done over here? Noting shemen b'kli kodem lasiyata. So then you notna, lasha, ofa, potata, v'noten asher shemen ubololah. So that according to Rebbe, the belila comes only afterwards.
So the tikkun after it's already baked?
After it's already baked, absolutely.
The pieces
of it, you mix with oil again. You mix with oil again. Shemen, then you have the nesina shemen again, the commits. Now, when the Chachamim said e efshar, what do they mean? Maihi, what's the e efshar? Yevshar, the Kaimel Rabban Larevi, Mayi. By the way, note, please, very important point, that in the previous Verisa, we can't be talking about literally Minchas Ma'aseh, because it says Nosin Allah Shemin again, and there was no Nosin Shemin again, then Minchas Ma'aseh. Which means that Rebbe Sheet about Chalos, as Rashi points out, is a reference to all of the types of, even Minchas Marcheshes, or Machavad, we learn out when you're supposed to do the Valiyah. So according to him, you would do the belila even on a malchesis and a machabas. The belila would be this way, not only on the minchas ma'afei tanur. We learn it out of the Minchas Matzei Tanur because of the way the Gula is mentioned. But, you know, it's the Solus Gula B'Shemen occurs later on by Minchas Makabas. Anyway, so getting back to this, what did the Chachamim say? The words, E-Epsher, this is put into quotations, E-Epsher, unquote. The Karmen HaRabbanim HaRabbi, Mahi, what is so impossible about doing that to the Chalais of the Teda? Omer Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, what do you mean? Of course it's impossible. You have one Revius of Shemen. So, and you have 40 Chalais, and these Chalais are now all baked, which means they're going to absorb an awful lot of oil. They're dried out now. So how are you going to now take that one Revius of Shemen? How in the world are you going to be bolel once they're baked, they're dried out? So it only makes sense to say the blila in that case is a blila when it's soles. Then, fine, okay, then you're making challah, whatever you put in. You put in a certain amount of oil. Your wife makes challah, she can also put in one cup of oil into a whole gigantic mixture of challahs. And that would be called the blila. Obviously, there's water as well, but the idea of your belulas doesn't make sense afterwards. Now, the Maitza Tosis brings a girsa. Rashi also brings another girsa. They're not quite the same. Rashi has another girsa in which the Gemara, instead of saying Mayi, says, Shaka Kamalei Rabbanan. That's a good point that the Rabbanan say to Rabbi, because how are you supposed to be bolelit? You know, that doesn't make sense. In that version, there's an answer that Shani Lach Meteida, because there's no choice. It's not possible. It's only Revius Shemen. Mashenken, over here, you only have the Eser Chalais and you have the Luk Shemen. However, Tarsus has a strange girsa in which it says both. Rebbe Shapir Kamil Rabbanan, Mahi. This doesn't make some sense. How can you say, gee, that makes a lot of sense. Hey, what does it mean? So Tosfos understands on the basis of a Tosefta, Shapir Kamil Rabbanan is not a question, it's a statement. That Rebbe agrees. You're right. Shapir Kamil Rabbanan. Mayi, why did he agree? And then it goes back to the... That's his gear. So that's well based on the Lashon of the Tosefta. And in fact, there's a theory that Rebbe was masking to Rabbanan. And later, Rebbe Rabbanan after the kindness. Hakalot zunat belila urekikan require meshicha. Tanraban. Chalais belulais. Note that with the word chala, it talks about belula, but not rekikan. So lo rekikan belulim. Because, I mean, you might have thought yourself, shechav alo dinu, ma chalot shena tunis meshicha, tunis belila. If chalos, which don't require the meshicha afterwards, they still at least require the belila, the second matana, Rikikin Shetuni Meshicha, so the Rikika which requires special Matana Meshicha at the end, Enodin Shetuni Melila, shouldn't they require Belila, since the Torah seems to want to be Meisiv Shemen on them? Talmud Lomar, Chalot Belila, Velo Rikikin Belumin. Now on the other hand, Rikikin, it says Mishukin Bashem, which means only the Rikikin of Mishukin, Velo Chalot Mishukot. Shiyoka Velo Dinu, you might have said the opposite, if the Rikikin, She'enon Tuni Belila, are still requiring Mashiach, Chalot, which require Belila, for certainly should require Mashiach. Talmud Omar, it's a king. Same Mishuchim. Velo Chalot Mishuchot. What's the Raya exactly? My Talmud, huh? Omar Rabbi, because Lo Lishtam it Krov, Lishtam Chalot Mishuchim, Rekikin Belulim. The way that it puts it, it seems to be very marked that it should be in this particular way. It never says it the other way around. Never mixes it. The chalos and rakik, it should be. It's marked to say a dafka like this. So then that means that this is what it's supposed to be. Dafka like this. Ketzad moshchan kemin chi. Vashar nechal mai kemin chi. Amrif kana, this is a reference to a chi yivani. It means the letter that we call in English X.
Couldn't find a Hebrew letter.
An X? Why are you making an X? Anyway, it's Hanukkah, man. That's what it's all about. You haven't read my Hanukkah book. I make a big deal about it. Sefer Torah is in Greek. That's the... Okay. Better heard?
Is it closer than
Aleph? Okay.
Aleph is closer than X in...
It's close, but it's not. I mean, even though Eged was the calc of the Aleph, it's not... That's because they're disyavnim, but I mean, it's certainly it's supposed to be an olive.
We talked about this in Balkama or somewhere where a group later came up as a
yeah, yeah. There, no, there was gamma.
Yeah.
So we asked why it didn't use a chof sefik.
Right. Over, and you know, we talked about the shape of the letters.
We talked about the shape.
Accuracy.
Correct.
It seemed to be more clear this one.
But I mean, it would make sense if it was a chi, it's close to an olive, which is why it's olive oil, probably. Right, right. She finally haven't said it. This one is also alpha la shemen. But it really gets up there. Good. Ketzad Moshka, and we said, Tana Rabban, Mincha Haba'a Metza Chalos, and Metza Rikiki. Now, in a case where I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon, you would be bringing half Chalos and half Rikiki, because he holds you can bring a Minchas Ma'asa like that. So what do? Maybe Luke Shemin, so you still, yeah, here you got a problem, because the it's still the same amount. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're going to use a lug, but in totally different ways. Because when you make the part that's going to be chalais, you use it for beliva. When you make the part that's going to be for the rekikin, you need to use it for mashiach. And it's the same lug. It goes for the whole thing. It's all one mincha, basically. It's just different surahs. So the way to do it is you bring one lug shaman, but you split it up in the beginning, your kotseu. So you use half of them for the chalais to do a beliva, the setzil and rekikin to do the mashiach. So the chalais boil, and as we just said, the Rikikin Moshka. Now, when you do Meshita, and this is the other Shita, not like the Shita that is Kimichi, you're Mosheach at a Rikik al Pnei Kulo. Meshicha means to spread the oil out evenly over the top of it with your fingers. And then, Hashar, the rest of the Shemen, you could put them back into the Chalas, so that the Chalas would have more Shemen. Reb Shimon ben Yudah, Emer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Moshchan kiminchi. No, first of all, you do not. That's not Meshicha. Meshicha is the letter chi. It's not to spread the shemen over it. V'shar Hashemen nechal kohanim. The rest is not put back into the chalais, but rather it's the shirayim, basically shirayim or shemen. So it's given to the kohanim. Tanya Yidak, another brayza says if you're bringing rikikin, some completely rikikin, they're buying b'tnei asman. So then you maybe look shemen. Moshkan, v'chozer moshkan, hachichala kol shemen shemalut. So you keep doing Mashiach over and over and over again until you use up all the shemen. Reb Shimon ben Yudah says, why? Moshkan kiminchi, you do one Mashiach, and the rest is shirayim. So sharako ashar ha shemen ne'echal lekohanim.
We don't hold like
the rabbonim. By the way, I just wanted to point out that our esteemed president asked about doing the kmitz on shemen. Clearly, the shemen that we're talking about over the year was liquidy oil, right? Which is a problem. And how do you do exactly?
Isn't it all have a lot of liquid
now? No. See, this is a very interesting thing. There's a couple of sheetahs about this. There's a Taisus Yantiv who says that when he talked about the lechor, the only way to do kmitza on oil is to make a kli that holds the shear of a kmitza, the minimum kli for shreizes and mipaskin. So you make a kli that holds that shear and you do kmitza, which is very strange. The whole dinner kmitza is afkin miyad. Then, I mean, it seems to be shown not like that. The Rashi talks about, well, yayin, you can't do kmitza because yayin is completely liquid. New in oil. I mean, oil is pretty oily usually. I mean, it can seep right out there. That Rashi is saying, no, the wine is easier to seep out, but the vicus oil will certainly seep out. So there are answers among the Akronim that the reference to bringing shemen is a very thick shemen, which when cold is solid, basically. It's interesting, there's this whole shayla guy with the shemen for the menorah that they made in a solid form. A lot of people didn't want to buy it because it's not. Here they say, no, on the contrary, the shemen in those days was after mutzak, which of course can't be literally mutzak because all the cases over here, we're not using a solid shemen. But anyway, it's just interesting. It reminded me of the question that you raised. There's a couple of approaches.
Last question.
We miss him. Barnea is worried about the fact that you're going to have to get ready to do your Shabbat thing.
Poor substitute.
Yeah. Now, once again, the Mishnah is marked to identify menachas that are made in a kli. Those menachas require petita. Petita is breaking them up into smaller pieces. Now, when you say in this case a nasot bekli, what do you mean? Because we know that we do petita, certainly on menachas like the minchas maafei tanur. So, what exactly is it excluding? Mu'utei mai. Amar papa le'mu'utei shtei alechem alechem apani. In this case, the non-petita is on the shtei alechem alechem apani. Remember that the shtei alechem alechem apani were not put on the mizbeach at all. In which case, it's likely that they didn't require petita. There's no kmitza. Now, of course, the question is, what about a minchas kohen, where there's no kmitza? That's certainly nidvas kohen according to everybody. Would there be a requirement of petita? And the question of here is petita part of the hachana for kmitza, since you can't possibly be kome, it's a solid loaf, so we have to break it up in order to allow the kmitza. But if I'm not doing any kmitza, then perhaps I don't need to do petita at all. So, Rav Papa Tain is, it's only be mimayit shtei alechem lechem avonim. And indeed, the bright, it says, Tana Rabbana, ptot ota pitim mincha, lerabot kol haminachot leptita. Now, that means when it says in, and this was the pasuk that we had on Minchas Machabat, which we said would turn out to be important here in the sugya, ptot ota pitim minchahi. Why do you have to say mincha? Of course it's mincha. What was we talking about? Minchahi comes to tell me all menachos require petita. From there we know the minchas maafei tanur also requires petita. Yochol shani marbe av shtei alechem lechem apanim. Talmud lomar petot ota petim, only ota petitim. So the one in the third thing marbe mincha, and the other end is telling me dafka it. It's most reasonable to exclude the din of the shtei alechem and alechem apanim. The Gemara will ask later why is that the most reasonable thing to exclude. So yoko otam lamarota. Then it also says by the minchas makava the yatzak to alei hashemen. Ah, now here we have a problem because here it also says minchahi, and we know that we said before there is no yatzika on the minchas maafei tanur. So says the Gemara, what about the atzakra shemen minchahi? That's Rabbi's Kalamanov's liyatzika. Ah, yochos ani marbat minchas maafei tanur. Talmud lomar aleha shemen. Yes, but aleha shemen is only one. Maybe. I mean, we have both chalos and rakikin, and we said it's more logical that maybe we would do yitzika more to one than the other because the chalos require bulas. So maybe, I mean, how do you know it goes on both of them? So, and maybe Otzi has a chalos, well, Otzi has a rakikin, the Torah asks for an additional mashiach. Talmud Omahi, we have an additional, now limud, two miyutin. We have sakta alea and minchahi. My Talmudah, how do you know to apply it this way that it should be to be meitzia minchas maafei tanur emalotzi minchas kayanim? How do you know that it isn't to tell me that a minchas kayanim doesn't require not yitzika? Because after all, minchas kayanim isn't even mentioned here. In other words, we have a long list of menachos. Starting from the beginning, Nefesh, Kitak, Rif, Korban, Mincha, Lashem. And Rav keeps pointing out, we've got 10 menachos. So we list over here, in this case, we have the Seilets, the Maafei Tanur Rekikin, Maafei Tanur Chalais, Machavats, Macheshes, and at the end we have Imtak, Rif, Minchas, Bikurim, to include the Minchas HaEmer. So the Minchas HaEmer is part of this too. And then, at the in the middle of the parsha of Minchas Macheshes, we have Korban Reishis Takriv Hashem Hashem, which is Shtei Alechem. So if you're going to tell me that you're going to be mighty something, doesn't make more sense to be mighty something that isn't included here at all, which is the story of the Mincha of the Kohen in Tzav, we're over there, the Kohen has to end Kalil Tiyah, or the Chavit, the Kalil Taktor. Those Menachas aren't even mentioned here. So if it says he, is that more reasonable to say the one here in this list and not the ones mentioned in Tzav? Why then should we say, let's use it to exclude the Shtelechim that are mentioned here? Emel Ha'otzi Minchas Kehani Omar Rabba, because it says over here two muting, one after the other. Ezeo Dover Shetzarek Shnei muting. Well, what is it reasonable to say that is a Mincha that is excluded by two muting? That's a Minchas Ma'afei. Because a Minchas Ma'afei is always double. So if we find that the Torah uses a double miut, it's probably to be mamayit the double mincha, which is the choice of the Rikikin or the Chalites of the Minchas Ma'afei Tanur. Minchat Yisrael, now this is a direct continuation of the Kiyuf Ktita that we just mentioned. Tu'unot Ktita. How do we do Ktita? Minchat Yisrael, so a Minchat Yisrael that requires a Kmitza. Kofel Echa B'Shnayim, you take each Echala and you bend it into two parts. U'Shnayim L'Arba'ah, and then you bend those two parts into another. Remember, these are all matzahs. You bend those two parts into another two parts. You have four parts altogether. And then your mavdil, you tear along the perforated line. Okay? Because if you're not mavdil, now, the truth is that it's very interesting, not all the Rishonim hold that this is what the Kmitza was done to. Because the truth is, we'll see where the Yishmol Shita is, that the Shita consisted of again and again breaking them up until you basically broke them up to grape nut flakes, which are, you know, they're like crummy. And that way you did the Kmitza. The Rajba adds, breaking up things into four parts is not going to allow Kmitza to take place. It's just four. We'll see if the Gemara learns how it can't be less. Unless you hold, of course, the Rebbe Shmuel, which says keep breaking into smaller and smaller pieces. But if it's only into four parts, so the pieces are so large, if you try to do kibitz, you can have pieces sticking out at the top and the bottom. If you pull the pieces out, you can have a kibitz that's chaser. So how in the world could you do kibitz like that? Therefore, tiny the rod, a very interesting approach, that the Mishnah is not really talking about kibitz. The Mishnah is talking about a mitzvah ptita that's unrelated to kibitz. And that in order to do kmitza, you would certainly have to break up a small amount to do kmitza with into smaller pieces. And this is a separate mitzvah petita. Fascinating thing. The Rajma.
Break up
in order to do the kmitza. That's a logistical problem. Here we're talking about a mitzvah of kmitza, of petita that is unrelated to kmitza. Minchas Kayanim, a Minchas Kayin, Kofel Echa B'Shnayim, V'Shnayim L'Arabah, V'Einu Matzah. Minchas Kayin, because it's put on the Mizbeach whole, so over there, there's no point in breaking it up into pieces, but there's still a Mitzvah Petita again, you see. So you bend it, but you don't tear it. Minchas Kayin, Mashiach, now the Minchas Chavitim, Lo Hayam Mekapla, you didn't do Kipul, as a Machlokas, what this means. That there's no kipel at all, or that there's kipel only into two and not into four. We'll see more of this later. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Minchas Kohanim, Minchas Kohen Mashiach, Ein Be'em Petita. You don't do Petita at all. Again, what does that mean? Lo Aya Be'em Petita. That is that you weren't Mekapel, but even the kipel, the Kalal. So it would appear. Ein Be'em Petita. V'chosha ein ben kmitza ein ben petita. Kmitza and petita are related. If there's no chiyav of kmitza, there's no chiyav of petita either. My shita, says Rabbi Shimon, and the Rashi also acknowledges that his shita is different, that kulan potetan kezesim. I disagree with the halacha that you said, one into two, and then two into barnea, and then two into four, which creates problems. Because my shita, the problem isn't the pieces are too big. My shita is that the size of the petita is the size of the kezias. In which case, you could do kmitza with two of these pieces. The comment holds two kezias. So the Rajva says, Enochiyami, according to Rabbi Shimon, I don't say my breaking it up. But according to Tanakhana, And you'll notice that it's consistent, because Rabbi Shimon is saying the Kmitza, that Ptita is a function of Kmitza. If there's not going to be any Kmitza, you don't need the Ptita. So that ties in very well with the Shita. Tana Rabbanan. Ptot or Tapitim. So Ptot. Ptot would mean to break it into two. Yochel Shnayim. Tam no Repitim. No. It's supposed to be small pieces too. Ipitim Yochel Yatsen of Pirurim. So you might think, okay, so let's break it up into a lot of small Tamad Lomar. Otam. You cannot take those pieces and make them yet smaller. As I said, the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel holds you continue to be potate. Obviously, as the sheet points out over here, it doesn't hold this Russia. Okay, sir?
One of the four. You
keep breaking it up?
Only one of the four.
No, that's the Rajba. Rabbi Shmuel, sheet of the petita means to be moderate. Like grape nut flakes. That's what Ptita is. Just break it back up again. Incidentally, I just saw that someone researched the manufacturing of grape nut flakes. I saw it today. And discovered that the bread that they make to make grape nut flakes from is inedible. It's only edible as a flake. It's a very hard, like rock piece of bread. And that way they can grind it into those crunchy pieces. If it was a normal bread that you could chew, they wouldn't be able to grind it up like that. And therefore the bracha should not be on Motzi, because it's chasid tzur of prat v'chatzila, which fascinatingly comes out at the end of today's Gemara again. It's like really wild.
And it's called a discern tzuris of prat?
Yeah, that's a big thing. Here's a real bread. Can't eat it?
I wasn't doing anything wrong.
You were right all along. Don't be a mezainis.
Probably knowing too much.
We talked about that this morning. Fine. So, Rasavat Tzitin, Lo Tzitalot Tzitin. Okay, so what's the compromise? Minchas Yisrael, Kofalos of Shlaim, Shlaim, Larabau, Mabdil. Minchas Karanim, Minchas Karanim, Mashiach, Mekapa, Veino, Mabdil. I thought it says lo haya mekapla. You said minchas kerem mashiach lo haya mekapla at all. No. So that means ain't a mekapla larba. Mekapla l'shnayim. But Rabbi Shimon on minchas kerem mashiach ain't ben petita. Om Reb Yosef. Now here we get into the great mud voice kind of question. Hai chavitza v'izba pirurim kizayis b'vorkan alei ha'mitzvah lechem minaretz. If you have a chavitza now. This is again, we went into a great length in Brachas. And here the Pashtas and Rashi again insist it's the same thing over here, which bothers Tosfos very much because it's not in the Gemara Menachas Yedainim. But Rabbi Yosef says that the Chavitza, which he learns, means a kugel made of challah. So, challah kugel. So, if the pieces of challah that are put into the kugel are a kezayis, then you still say Amotzi Lechem Minaretz on the kugel. But if there's no purim kezayis, then you say a mezainis. Om Rav Yezim Minam, I'll prove it to you. D'tanya, I made a makrim in Kab Yerushalayim. This is a machlokas, by the way, whether this means a Yisrael that's coming to bring his mincha, or a Kohen is coming to bring a mincha. The Rambam Shita all over is that only the person that's being mekayim the mitzvah can make a shachiyana. A shliach that is made to do a mitzvah does not make the shachiyana. Lamaisa, we're noyed that way when it comes to, in Yerushalayim, and in Chutzlars, we don't do it, but where we say shachiyana, the father of the child, the bris, says shachiyana, not the mael, even though he's doing the act. Because a shliach never says shachiyana. Therefore, Rashi seems to agree with that shita. And he learns, well, we were talking about the Yisrael that's maybe his mincha. Tosfos elsewhere argues, and he says it's a reference to the Kohen. That the Kohen has a shliach, makes the shachiyana. In any event, he says, Baruch shachiyana v'imono, that lano klan, when he comes to eat the mincha. Why do you make the shachiyana when you take your lulav? Oh, this is, what do you mean? I mean, if he was mafsik for 1 minute, each one is a new one.
Every mincha
is a new one. Mechor?
Every carbon?
Who did? Mm-hmm. Yeah, one has nothing to do with the other. If you're talking about lulav, it's because it's all interrelated mitzvahs. Chanukah is all interrelated mitzvahs. Each day is part of one mitzvah.
But an individual, is this an individual bring a mincha?
Individual bring a mincha, according to Rashi and Rama. Yeah. If he eats it, he makes a mitzvah of menorahs. You hear the Kohen, you hear it's definitely the Kohen. Yisrael can't eat it. Yeah. It's done. Not on law. Chlan omer amotzilach min haaretz. If not, we can learn that the one who brought it was a Kohen for himself. Now. It would be as a dove. Vitznan kulan petitin bekezayit. And you see that there's a hakpada that petitin or kezayit, but meanwhile you see from here that the mincha, which even though it was afterwards, it was basically boiled, because it was put in this way, Bukhara Rashi is learning, you know, it's put into even a marcheshet, being shemen, but it's deep. So memela, it's basically the equivalent of a chalakot. Nonetheless, it says over here, if there's a kezayis there, that you make a meitzi. And what would you say according to the son of the Vera Gishmo who holds you turn it into great conflicts? He says you keep breaking it up, the petitin. You break up the petitin until you turn them back into solas. You're telling me that this is not going like him. In other words, that there's no brach of amotzi. I know, you're going to say, yeah. No, you can't. If you're going to tell me, yes, indeed, that would be true. So what are you going to do about the following? Atanya likate mikulan kezayit va'ochlo im chametz onushkaris v'matzu adam yatzvei midei chavas v'pesach. If you take a little bit of all the chametz minei dagim, it's talking about to be mekayim mitzvah on Pesach, and you can put them all together, and you eat them over there. It's less than the kezayis, obviously, from each one. Chametz minei dagim. So you take a fifth of the kezayis from each one. Otherwise, you'd be yotzi with the first 28 of kezayis, and you would be yotzi yedecho vasa bepesa on less. It's talking about that you stuck them together by soaking them. So sticking them together and soaking them, you turned it into one thing.
I understand. What you're trying to do?
He's trying to prove that it doesn't matter. Like the whole thing is very strange because, I mean, the question is, what are we talking about originally by the mincha? If we're talking about a regular mincha, what does it have to do with kugel? The Rabbi Natan says, I don't understand what Rashi's talking about. What does this have to do with kugel? What does it say that he put it into anything else with kugel? So he doesn't like the whole approach. He therefore says that it's talking about anything that is broken up into small pieces, the way that you make the small pieces of tigun of the mincha. It's like the tigun of the mincha, which makes sense in terms of this comparison, which is a likit mikulam. You have thin pieces that you take from different pieces of bread, and you think that maybe that's already not a tzura of lechem. And you, nonetheless, you can see over here that it's considered to be bread, even though you broke them up. Right? You had small, tiny crumbs, basically.
You rejoin them.
So, and the Gemara says, so maybe the case over there is that you rejoin them. By the way, there's people bring a riot from this mamash halakha l'maisa. The people have difficulty eating maisa. So they bring a riot from here that you can soak the maisa in water. Right, and then even though it gets all squishy, you let it basically dry into one piece, you know, and it's because there was a whole time against that. How can you do that if it isn't roy for chilas anymore? If that's considered to be a new making of the matzah, then it's not roy for chilas, so it wouldn't be kosher for matzah. You see, for me, it's not considered to be a new; it's just restoration of its tura. And here it says the Pharisees, it's talking about them yet, but they are. It's talking about. So you see that you can use it. But in any event, we'd have to say that I'll leave with Rabbi Yishmael. You would make indeed hamotzi, but only if it was your son. If not your son, then Eretinami, you wouldn't make hamotzi. If It says, but that's only if you ate them, bethaculas pras. Which them, Kimosabi? There aren't any them. You said we were ma'aris them. If we're ma'aris them, it's all one thing. The e b'she'ir san. It shouldn't say sha'achlan. It should say sha'achlo. Ah, that's the chlal. That's, please, it's a whole different shot. Elohachma yakinim b'bomi lechem gadol. There it's talking about where you had a large bread lechatchila. Not that it was like this. You started off with a large bread. You broke off some pieces from that bread. Then, if the bread, this is not rational, if the bread is still around, even though what you have now is small pieces that are not a kezayis, nonetheless, the fact that the bread is there, it gives the chashivas to the pirurim that comes from the bread. And therefore, even if they're prachos mikezayis, in that case, you would make hamotzi. But that's only because the pirurim achoshev agav the bread. But in a case where you wouldn't have that, then enochinami, never leave it to Rabbi Shmo, you wouldn't make a bracha because you don't have the shiur of a gezayis b'chlal. My havi, what's the bottom line? Alok l'maisa. Rav Sheshi Somer afil pirurim she'im ben gezayis. Truth is, even small pieces that don't have a kezayis are still going to be part of a kugel that you would be mechayev. Amaravavo hudi keturisa denahama alayev. But that's only if it still looks like bread. But if it's been soaked so much that someone who looks at it doesn't know what it's made out of, you don't see that it's bread, which happens actually quite often. And it was ground up so that there's shiurim that are pachos mekezayis, then enochinami, you would make a mezainis on it. Now, there's also another thing that comes out of this sugya, because if the case over here is that, as mentioned to you earlier, it's not clear what type of menorahs are being brought. When you say a motzi lechem menorahs, is that a reference to minchas maaseh, or is it a reference even to minchas machavat and minchas machashas? Tosus brings a raya, Rabbi Natan, not here, but in Brachos, Rabbi Natan brings a raya from our sugya that frying is the equivalent of baking. Because he says it doesn't say which mincha, it says any mincha. You come to eat it, you make amos, which means that if you cook something by frying, then you would have to make amos on it, not mizonis on it. Now this is chaylik on the Rambam and many other shittas, but Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, brings both shittas and says it's roi l'hachmer to eat something that is definitely amosi, so you won't be nikshal over here when he goes to say it's supposed to be amosi.
Two-size sandwiches are amosi, if you eat a half.
Right, it's according to that, two-size sandwich. Although there's also sub-shittas that say that it's only amosi, but gavidin if you're kovei asura. But it's a problem. Like the tunis, the priest guys that they started selling now in this new bakery here. It's like a lachmania, but it's fried. Or what passes for donuts here. those are not belila raka. those are belila kosher, and they're fried. What they call some
guys.
Well, they sprinkle the sugar on afterwards. Oh, they do? Depends how much, yeah. Bagels, but over there, the bagels, that's a machlokas for the Ashkenazim. It's fine, the bagels are baked after they're boiled. So if it's baked after it's boiled, a real bagel isn't baked at all.
What?
A true bagel.
Right,
a water bagel is the real bagel. So that's also dependent, I mean, on this question, because a marcheshev is basically boiled. It's no, not for me, it's boiled in oil or boiled in water.
A bagel gets hard.
A bagel gets hard, yeah. It's cold. A water bagel. They were selling them here for a while. Somebody was going to use it. Some company was going real bagels.
But that's something you buy on the spike. That's called a bagel.
Here?
In town. Basically.
Yeah, in town. That's not a bagel. Something right now. Kosher bagel has to be American bagel. I don't know what those are. I thought they were like pretzels.
No, they're
But what is a pretzel? A pretzel also would have the same problem.
According to water, it's rather the dilute water you cook.
And then they're, oh, those really? And then they bake them. So then there's how many? They bake them. According to the Ashkenazi.
Maybe they also make it.
How do they make pretzels? Like, do they deep fry them? Or they bake them? Mommy bake them.
Yeah.
So there's the question of the tzura. See, the question over here would be, look, I mean, pasta. Everybody is made of that pasta. It's not called Sarisa Dinahama. Over here, Teresa Dinahama has different din. What's called the tzura sapas. It's not called the tzura sapas, but if it wouldn't be for that, the shalom pasta would also be a motzi. Pasta, every pasta dish would be a question of a kugel. And since it's always niker, it would be a motzi. But it doesn't have Sarisa Dinahama. The bread doesn't look like that.
But if one Chavea Suda is in the Nisan Amilo pasta, it will say pasta and tomato sauce, so you Chavea Suda, then somebody would make Mazin.
No.
No.
No, it's not pasta by the case either. It's just, it's like being Chavea Suda on oatmeal.
Why wouldn't pizza?
Pizza that you bake real pizza? Because that's the many sheets of all that. That's the definition of pasta babakista. You make a little piece for the cheese. Yeah, but that's called that. Kis doesn't mean literally kis. You use it as the base for it. Doesn't mean literally that's.
Why should the Arabs make their pizzas over here?
What they call it that?
Pasta.
Pizza.
Not pizza.
Yeah.
Why don't they wash the croutons?
It's a machlokas. We marsh without making a rough analogy. Yeah. Did you look it up? Did you look up the machlokas? Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm so mad.
I think it means the day that had born her.
It's an option. I'm not prepared for
it. It's the day that had born her.
You'd like it.
And then Paro retreated it, and Paro was the young
phenomenon. That's probably the second one.